Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, is inflation wiping you out? Are you cutting back to make ends meet? Food prices are skyrocketing with no end in sight. Same with insane prices at the pump. It's going to get worse all summer long. But you can fight inflation by getting affordable, delicious emergency food that costs far less than store-bought food. You see, this food is freeze-dried and packaged for long-term storage, so it's a whole lot less expensive than fresh or canned food. We recommend My Patriot Supply, America's largest emergency preparedness company. They have an inflation-fighting offer where you can save $250 on their three-month emergency food kit. This is their lowest price in 3 years, so don't pass it up. This is a great way to fight inflation while preparing for food shortages. Your kits ship fast and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com and save $250 on each three-month food kit you need. Do it now. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. History is being made. Thanks to a new study, there is strong evidence to suggest collagen is one of the best supplements in the world to help reduce the appearance of skin aging. Researchers found that the supplement helped improve the skin elasticity and hydration of over 1,100 people. That's why I've been using it. Other products do not contain the same level of the five critically important types of collagen for bright, even, and younger skin like my favorite collagen does. It combines the right types and the right amount of collagen your skin needs to help rejuvenate its elasticity. Unlock the secret to healthy aging with this amazing powder. Healthwithx22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in, and that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008, or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold has just been picked by Consumer Affairs, the rating agency, as the overall number one gold IRA company in the U.S. Talk to the team today if you're thinking about precious metals. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10th ounce American Gold Eagle proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347, or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. Let's talk about our health. There's a secret diet that many celebrities, CEOs, athletes, and 12.9 million other Americans use. It's the keto diet, and it's considered an efficient way to reach weight loss goals, increase energy levels, and enhance mental focus. That's why there's a lot of people switching to this amazing keto powder diet. It helps increase ketone levels in the body without the strict rules associated with the traditional keto diet, so results like boosted metabolism comes a little bit sooner. Increase the level of ketones in your body today with it. Keto with X22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2857, and today's date is August 23rd, 2022, and the title of the episode is, Did Trump Just Mention the Trump Card? How do you catch a fish? Use bait. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private Western central bank, the World Economic Forum, they're trying everything and anything to push their agenda. And the people aren't buying what they're selling, mainly because of inflation, high fuel costs, and people are losing their jobs. But we can see the people aren't going along with their entire agenda. The climate agenda is completely falling apart. The people are not on board with this. They understand that the administration, the puppet masters, the World Economic Forum, they are responsible for what we are seeing today. They're responsible for high fuel costs. They're responsible for food shortages. They're responsible for the farmers protesting because they want to take their land away. They're responsible for all of this. This is not naturally occurring. It just didn't happen because of war, pandemic, global economic shutdown. People understand that they're the ones who are actually causing these problems. And once people wake up to this entire situation, that they're the ones who created the crisis, people start to realize, well, if you created the crisis, there had to be a reason why you created it. And now people are seeing the reason is they want to bring us into the Green New Deal and the Great Reset. And people are seeing this very, very clearly. Now, of course, this doesn't mean they're going to stop. This means they're going to move forward at lightning speed. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, this is exactly what they want them to do. Remember, I do believe, and we're going to be talking about this a little bit later, where Trump is absolutely right with what's happening with Germany. It seems that he trapped them in all this and actually warned everyone that this was going to happen. And once again, he's sending a message letting everyone know, this is exactly what I told everyone. This was going to happen, and it's happening right now. Now, remember, the deep state, the World Economic Forum, the central bank, they are trapped in this. They can't go backwards. They can't reverse anything. So they need to move forward with all this. But as they move forward, more and more people are waking up. More and more people are understanding what's really going on. And everything that they're trying to do is completely falling apart. And they don't care what the population is saying or thinks or believes. They're not part of the population. Remember, they're the minority that's pushing their agenda. The rest of the world is sitting back going, yeah, you know something? We don't want this whatsoever. For example, here in the United States, we can see that the Biden administration is moving forward with canceling student debt. Now, that sounds good on the surface. Oh, let's cancel the student debt. Let's make it so the students don't have to pay. But the people aren't really on board with this. Yes, there are some people that are saying, yeah, this is a great thing, cancel my debt. But really, who ends up paying for this anyhow? Oh, that's right, we the people. What do you think? It just disappears? What do you think? The government just pays for it? Where do you think the government is getting all these funds? They're borrowing it. Who do you think is paying for the interest on all of this? We the people. So in the end, they're not doing anyone any favors. In the end, it makes it worse and worse over time. The real Toria Brooke put this out on True Social, said the following. With the pause on federal student loan payments set to expire on August 31st, 2022, the White House is considering canceling $10,000 in student loan debt for borrowers who make less than $125,000 a year. U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona said that the Americans can expect a decision from the Biden administration on student loans in the next week or so. Ryan Saavedra responded to all this on Twitter and said, unconstitutional. So you really need to start to think, why would Biden at this moment in time decide, hey, this is the perfect time to do this? Remember, when he was campaigning in his basement and no one saw him, they were continually talking about canceling student loan debt. Why did he wait until right now to actually do something about it? Well, I think we all know the answer to that. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But are the people of this country, are they on board with this? Well, a new poll by CNBC Momentive, they asked, you know, what do you think of Biden canceling the student loan debt? 59% of Americans believe that the student loan forgiveness would make inflation worse. So the people now are worrying, if you go ahead and do this, inflation's going to get a lot worse, and this is not going to help us out at all. But think about why Biden waited for this moment to do this. Michelle Perez Exner explains, a desperate ploy from Biden Democrats to try to buy votes ahead of the election while forcing working class families to pay off the degrees of the elite, a plan estimated to cost hundreds of billions and will inevitably contribute to raising inflation even more. Absolutely. And this is why he waited for this moment. He thinks that this is going to help not just him. Remember, he's just the front man. They really do believe that, ooh, the younger generation, we're going to buy their votes. They're going to help us in the election. This isn't going to work. The people are seeing through this. The people are not on board. Greg Price explains, here are some facts. Only 37% of Americans have a four-year college degree. Only 13% have a graduate degree. And a full 56% of student loan debt is held by people who went to grad school. Biden's plan to cancel it will be like taking money from a plumber to pay the debt of a lawyer. And as Will Chamberlain has said for years, Let's cancel student debt by seizing the non-taxable endowments of colleges and make them pay for it instead of taxpayers. Problem solved. Simply canceling debt puts a Band-Aid on the actual problem, which is colleges raising their tuitions every year while the government foots the bill. Convincing young kids that taking out thousands of dollars in debt is a good idea. Solve the problem by going after the system. And what is the system that's causing all of this? It's the private Western central bank system, because over time, what happens? It creates inflation. What does that really mean? The value of the currency continually devalues over time. And as it devalues, what happens? Instead of one person working, you need two people. Instead of living on the actual currency, you need to live on credit. You go into debt. The private Western central bank enslaves you. There was a time where you were able to purchase a car using cash. Well, then they needed to move to finance. Then they needed to move to leasing. They extended the period of loans. Now we're at the point where people are going to stores and you can see different signs where they say, hey, you can actually pay for this or pay this out over time. This is how the system breaks down. And that's exactly what we're seeing. It's the system that is breaking down. And what is the Biden administration doing? Remember, he's just the front man. What are the puppet masters, the private central bank, the World Economic Forum? What are they doing? They're taxing the people during a recession, while there's inflation, while there's high fuel costs. And we're starting to see layoffs because they're pushing their Green New Deal. Ford is slashing 3,000 white-collar jobs in a bid to lower costs and push towards green energy. So is this creating jobs? No, they're actually getting rid of jobs. And as they continually push this Green New Deal, the people are starting to realize, well, wait a minute, you're sending billions of dollars over to Ukraine. You want us to buy a electric vehicle, but we're seeing inflation. We're seeing that we can't make ends meet. We're seeing layoffs that are coming. And this is your answer? See, people now are awake to all of this. People could see this very, very clearly, especially what they've been doing with the fuel costs. Remember, to bring the fuel costs down, what did they have to do? They had to use the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserves. Who brought the fuel costs up? That was the Biden administration. They canceled the Keystone Pipeline. They went ahead and they reneged on the lease deals. They placed more regulations into place. And they made fuel prices move up. And as they moved up, they were pretending and trying to convince us, actually gaslighting us, that this wasn't really happening and it was Putin's fault. Then all of a sudden, when fuel prices hit $5, some places a little bit more, some places a little bit less, they came down a little bit because he's been using the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve. And they try to convince us by gaslighting us that, hey, look, I brought the gas prices down. No, you brought them up. You didn't bring them down at all. You brought them down from the high level that you brought them up. But in reality, if you remove that, we started out with $1.92. Now we're at $3.54. Where did they come down? They're not back to where they were when he first came into the White House. So I think people are starting to see this. And when you look at the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve, it is now at 453 million barrels, down from 621 million barrels last year. And remember, he authorized the release of 1 million barrels per day for 6 months from the SPR to fight the Putin price hike. Coincidentally, this Band-Aid will expire around the midterms, which we all knew. It's an illusion. Everything that they're doing right now is an illusion. And what's going to happen after the midterms? You're going to see inflation like we've never seen before. You're going to see fuel prices jump up, and everything is going to go the opposite way, because what they did was they created an illusion to make you think everything was okay. And this was only because of the midterms. Remember, they haven't moved away from their agenda. Their agenda is to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. But their plan is hitting roadblocks. And what's very interesting is that a federal judge issued a permanent injunction that will allow new oil and gas leases on federal lands. The ruling by the judge of the Western District of Louisiana came one day after the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals had kicked back the injunction that the judge issued last year to accomplish the same goal. And this ruling permanently blocks a January 2021 executive order from President Joe Biden that halted lease sales on federal lands. The order applies to Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Texas, Utah, and West Virginia, which sued Biden. Under the law, the Biden administration must reinstate $192 million in leases for the Gulf of Mexico. The law also requires two lease sales in the Gulf of Mexico and one in Alaska before October 2023. And this is going to be a problem for the Biden administration. It's going to be a problem for the puppet master, for the central bank, the World Economic Forum, because now if they're able to drill and they're able to go ahead and take that oil from underground and use it here in this country, what's going to happen to fuel prices? They're going to start to go the other way. And if they go the other way, what's going to happen to the Green New Deal? What happens to the push for electric vehicles? This is going to completely fall apart. And I do believe this is exactly what we're seeing right now. Is this going to stop inflation? Absolutely not. But this is going to make it so the Green New Deal hits a roadblock. And this is going to be very difficult for the World Economic Forum, for the private West Central Bank, for the puppet masters. Doesn't mean they're not going to push. They will push. But think about everything that we're witnessing right now. Everything has been accelerated so every single person can see the truth right now. Everyone now is seeing the truth, not just in this country, but around the world. Remember, the truth teller, Trump, by the way, let everyone know that we were going to see all of this, especially out in Europe. Remember, winter is coming. And with winter coming and we have an energy crisis, the people are going to be very, very angry. Now, think about it. Going back in time, when Trump was in the White House, he let everyone know that Russia will be able to control the natural gas market for Germany and Europe. Now, they all laughed at him, but now it's all coming true. Now, they've been trying to do everything they possibly could to get natural gas from other places. And you know what has happened? It has completely failed. The attempts by German Chancellor Olaf Scholz to secure Canadian gas in order to reduce the EU's reliance on Russian energy have been unsuccessful. They don't have the ability to ship gas across the ocean, and they don't have the ability to pipe it from one side of Canada to another side to a port. None of this exists right now, and they don't have time to build all of this because it'd be just too expensive. You think Trump, the Patriots, you think they knew about this? I do believe so. Remember going back in time when Trump was sitting there across from the German officials and he let them know, hey, by the way, Russia's going to own you. You're dependent on natural gas from them. And sometime in the future, this is going to be a problem. They all laughed at him. Listen to what he said at the UN.
Reliance on a single foreign supplier can leave a nation vulnerable to extortion and intimidation. That is why we congratulate European states such as Poland for leading the construction of a Baltic pipeline so that nations are not dependent on Russia to meet their energy needs. Germany will become totally dependent on Russian energy if it does not immediately change course. Here in the Western Hemisphere, we are committed to maintaining our independence from the encroachment of expansionist foreign powers.
Now, this is all coming true, and now Europe is trapped. And winter is coming. People are going to be very, very angry. People are going to be pissed off because they're going to be very cold. Now, Europe, they're going to have to decide. Are they going forward with the Green New Deal? Or are they going to fire up all the coal plants and everything else to allow people to heat their homes? Because if they don't, what are we going to see? We're going to see protests like we've never seen before. And the protesters are going to go after the criminal syndicate. So they are now trapped in all of this. And the same thing's happening here in the United States. Everything that they've been trying to do with the Green New Deal, the Great Reset, the people now, they don't have chaos. They don't have noise. They don't have war. There's no destruction. There's no death. There's no global economic shutdown. Everything that they're trying, everything that they're doing, people can see this very, very clearly. They see the agenda. They see what they're trying to do. And they see that they're doing the opposite of what the people actually want. And remember, this has to do with the economy. This has to do with everybody. It's not one side against another side. And as people see this, the people come together and they point the finger of who's responsible for all of this. And this is exactly what we're seeing. Think about what Trump has told everyone from the very beginning. Inflation was going to destroy the economy. which means inflation is going to destroy the fiat system. Inflation is going to allow people to see the true central bank system. That is what it's going to do. Just like people can see the true Green New Deal agenda, where the Biden administration, the puppet masters in the basement, they have caused all of this. This didn't happen naturally. You see, the central bank, they want things to happen or appear naturally, which they really don't. But if you had a war, if you had a global economic shutdown, if you had the pandemic, it would seem that it was naturally occurring. And they wouldn't be in the spotlight. This is all stripped away. Now you can see that they needed to cause all of this so they can actually create the crisis to bring us into where they want us to go. And if they're causing it, people are seeing it. People are calling them out. And that's exactly what's happening. And this is going to get worse and worse for the central bank. It's going to get worse and worse for the World Economic Forum. This is why they're panicking. This is why they're trying to shut down the ideas on social media platforms, because they don't like people talking about this. This is why they want to use AI, because they're panicking right now, because people are calling them out on all of this. And people are continually pointing the finger, and people know what their agenda really is. And this is why they're panicking, saying we need to censor these people. We can't have these people talk about these certain ideas that we're doing something. They're trapped in their own agenda. Everything's been accelerated. Everyone can see it all, and they can't hide it. And this is going to be their biggest problem, especially when winter hits and people are freezing. This is going to be a complete and utter disaster for them. The clock is ticking down. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, is inflation wiping you out? Are you cutting back to make ends meet? Food prices are skyrocketing with no end in sight. Same with insane prices at the pump. It's going to get worse all summer long. But you can fight inflation by getting affordable, delicious emergency food that costs far less than store-bought food. You see, this food is freeze-dried and packaged for long-term storage, so it's a whole lot less expensive than fresh or canned food. We recommend My Patriot Supply, America's largest emergency preparedness company. They have an inflation-fighting offer where you can save $250 on their three-month emergency food kit. This is their lowest price in 3 years, so don't pass it up. This is a great way to fight inflation while preparing for food shortages. Your kits ship fast and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. And save $250 on each three-month food kit you need. Do it now. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. History is being made. Thanks to a new study, there is strong evidence to suggest collagen is one of the best supplements in the world to help reduce the appearance of skin aging. Researchers found that the supplement helped improve the skin elasticity and hydration of over 1,100 people. That's why I've been using it. Other products do not contain the same level of the five critically important types of collagen for bright, even, and younger skin like my favorite collagen does. It combines the right types and the right amount of collagen your skin needs to help rejuvenate its elasticity. Unlock the secret to healthy aging with this amazing powder. Healthwithx22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are panicking because from the very beginning, they've been trying to get Trump, and everything that they have done has completely failed. Now we're at the point where Trump, he had the ability to declassify all this information. All the treasonous crimes, the spying, Clinton emails, everything that they've been doing in the past. And yes, Durham, he has part of it. He's working on investigations. And Trump has the rest. Think about it. When was there another time when all of this information was declassed and is just sitting there waiting to be used on these people? Never. They'd never experienced anything like this before. They thought they were in control. They thought they had the leverage. They thought, hey, we can get rid of Trump. We'll just use Russia, Russia, Russia. Hey, we'll get rid of Trump. We'll just have other prosecutors around the country, and they'll go after him. We'll use Stormy Daniels. We'll try impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two. We will project all our crimes onto Trump. Think about it. Everything that they tried to stop Trump has not worked. Everything. And now here we are. Trump had the ability to declassify every single piece of information. The information is going to reveal how treasonous these individuals have been. And it's not just the FBI. This is going to go throughout the entire government, and people are going to start to realize how bad it really is. Remember, this is all about bringing down their system. Their system is deep and wide. It's not just Clinton. It's not just Obama. It's made up of many different factions. We have Hollywood. They're in on this. We have the CCP. We have the sports organizations. We have those people in place like Fauci and Burks and many other people. This is their system that they control. And then add on big tech, fake news. This is the system that Trump and the Patriots are bringing down. And the people are assisting in all of this. This is why they're so panicked, because they realize they're at a point where the spotlight now is completely on them because Trump baited them in. The entire country is looking at the FBI, Department of Justice, even Biden, because he was in cahoots with the DOJ and the FBI. And people can see this very, very clearly. See, back a couple years ago, before Trump, no one would have recognized this before. Yes, you might have thought about it. Some people might say, no, that can't be true. But it's all turning out to be true. They're part of the criminal syndicate. And now they're being exposed one step at a time. And the question is, and I do believe Trump sent this message out there, when do you use the Trump card? When do you release all the information so people can see it all? Well, I do believe that time is coming, and it's approaching very, very quickly. Remember, he's baiting them in. They're taking the bait. And each time they do it, they lose power and they lose their optics. And who gains the optics? Who gains the leverage? Trump and the Patriots. We're seeing this time and time again. And everything that we're witnessing right now was set up from the very beginning. Think about Attorney General Bill Barr. Why didn't Bill Barr go after all these people? Why, when he was Attorney General, why didn't he go after these people? Because think about the optics. Look at Merrick Garland and Biden right now. This is a political hit. What would it look like if Barr did this? You see, remember, this is irregular warfare. You don't go straight at your enemy. You don't go, hey, you know something? Let's get the Attorney General to go right after these people and we'll get them. Do you really think that was going to work? Let's go back in time a little bit. To stop the pandemic, Trump mentioned the cure. How did that pan out? Did that work? Or did the deep state, remember, the deep state is the pharmacists. The deep state is the organizations that control the news. The deep state is Hollywood. The deep state is pretty much everywhere because it's infiltration from within. So he mentioned the cure to shut down the pandemic, and they attacked it like we've never seen before. And what happened to HCQ? Any doctor that mentioned it, anyone that said I was using it to cure people, they were censored. They went after their medical license. It was shut down. This is what happens when you go directly at these people. This is why Trump decided, you know something? We need a different strategy. Now, he did mention HCQ for a reason, because it's going to show that he was the truth teller at the time, and these people attacked him trying to cover this up. And yes, this is going to come back to haunt Fauci. And this is why he decided, listen, we're not going directly at them. How do you catch a fish? You use bait. You allow the enemy to do what they do best. Let them come after me with everything that they have. Because when they become desperate, when they're in fear, they're going to show who they really are. And that's exactly what we are seeing. Trump looks like what now? The victim of all of this. What does Biden look like? What does the DOJ look like? What does the FBI look like? See, Trump, he didn't take Barr and sick him on Biden and all the rest. Actually, it's the opposite now. Think about the optics. They're incredible. Everything is in Trump's favor right now. He has all the leverage. What do I mean by that? He has every single piece of documentation that proves that these individuals that are going after him right now, they are treasonous against this country. He also has the evidence that they've been working with foreign governments. He's sitting back right now with the military saying, come on at us. We got it all. We have the leverage. There's nothing you can do at this point. You can put as many stories in the fake news as you want. You can raid all these different places. But in the end, we have Durham, who has all the declassified information. He's on the hunt. He's going to get you. We have Weiss. He's ready to unseal indictments with the Hunter Biden laptop. And I'm talking about Trump, sitting back with all this documentation that proves that you're treasonous, that you've committed crimes against the United States. Why do you think these people are fighting for their lives? And all he has to do is sit back and say, come on, keep showing the people who you are, your true motivation, and what you're trying to cover up, because that's really what it turns out to be in the end. They're doing all this to cover up their crimes. That's even worse, because that shows everyone that they actually committed these crimes. And he wants this to play out. He wants the people to see all this because it's exposing the deep state. We're going to be talking a little bit more about this in the Trump card. But first, let's talk about what we talked about yesterday when we had the American Federation teacher director, the president, when she tweeted out, these are the banned books that the anti-woke have been banning in Florida. Of course, she corrected herself later saying, okay, I was tricked. I should have researched this. But we have Mark Hamill out there, and he's still keeping his tweet out there saying, yeah, these are all the anti-woke books that are banned in Florida. This is just absolutely unbelievable. Actually, if you really look at it, who's actually banned books? Well, Greg Price explains. Not only is To Kill a Mockingbird literally in Florida's recommended reading list for eighth graders, but the only reported cases in the last year of school districts banning To Kill a Mockingbird occurred in Seattle, Washington, and Burbank, California. Isn't that interesting? And you know what else is very interesting? As we can see, as time goes on, the social media platforms, which are run by the intelligence operatives, they don't want certain words out there or certain groups out there going after groomers. Actually, by censoring and banning people that mention the word groomer, that's bringing a lot of attention to what's really going on here. Remember, we had Gays Against Groomers. Their account was banned on Twitter. Now, and this is coming from Libs of TikTok, Twitter just suspended Against Groomers. So they don't like anyone who goes against groomers, which tells you they are the groomers. Because why would you do this? Does that make any sense? You see, everything that they do, every move they make, it brings attention to who they really are. And every move they make hurts them over and over and over. And people wake up to this. People see this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is I know the deep state, the fake news, the corrupt politicians, they keep saying, oh, it's white supremacists. They're the ones who are Nazis and all this. Well, out in Atlanta, there was a walkway, which was a rainbow, and someone spray paint a swastika on this rainbow walkway on the street. And of course, as soon as that happened, what did they say? That, oh, it was white supremacists. They're the ones who did this. I can't believe it. But it turns out that's not who did this. This individual was caught on camera, and this individual is a black individual who spray painted a swastika on the rainbow crosswalk. So their entire narrative completely fell apart. Police Frequency put this out and said the following. Atlanta police have identified the man arrested last week after allegedly spray painting swastikas on the city's rainbow crosswalks. Police identified Jonah Sampson, 30, as the man who allegedly spray painted swastikas on Atlanta's Midtown rainbow crosswalks. Authorities believe he is also responsible for graffiti that was found on a monument at the Federal Reserve building. Sampson was arrested in Atlanta on Friday outside the apartment after a roughly five-hour standoff with a SWAT team. Jail records show Sampson is facing three charges of second-degree criminal damage to property, one count of criminal trespass, and a felony charge of interference with government property. And once again, their entire narrative is completely falling apart. It's falling apart with books being banned. It's falling apart with, it's white supremacists that are spraying swastikas. It must be the Trump supporters. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold has just been picked by Consumer Affairs, the rating agency, as the overall number one gold IRA company in the U.S. Talk to the team today if you're thinking about precious metals. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagle proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Or go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Let's talk about our health. There's a secret diet that many celebrities CEOs, athletes, and 12.9 million other Americans use. It's the keto diet, and it's considered an efficient way to reach weight loss goals, increase energy levels, and enhance mental focus. That's why there's a lot of people switching to this amazing keto powder diet. It helps increase ketone levels in the body without the strict rules associated with the traditional keto diet, so results like boosted metabolism comes a little bit sooner. Increase the level of ketones in your body today with it. Keto with X22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to Keto with X22.com. That is keto with X22.com. And their narrative for Durham is completely falling apart. They're out there saying Durham is done. He's finished. DeFilippis, he's leaving. He's not going to try the next case. See, it's all over. Durham, the entire case is falling apart. Well, no. DeFilippis, he's going to a different trial that's happening at the same time. He's being replaced by Adam Small. Hans on Twitter says Adam Small has been added to Durham's team. So Durham, he's adding RICO prosecutors. The RICO Act is used to expand criminal accountability for a number of predicate offenses and to expand a single offense across multiple members of a criminal enterprise. RICO is used to take down large criminal enterprises like the mob, the criminal syndicate, maybe the Clintons. You know, it's all starting to fit, isn't it? Blueprint put this out on Telegram. He said the following. New John Durham special counsel prosecutor Adam Small has a flair for organized crime. Small is a federal trial attorney with experience prosecuting Espionage Act, trade secret economic espionage, sanctions, export control, FARA, wire fraud, money laundering, cyber, and RICO offenses. This includes coordinating and supervised investigations of unauthorized disclosures of classified information. Absolutely. And actually, Adam Small, he was involved with charges against two Iranian nationals for cyber-enabled disinformation and threat campaign designed to interfere with the 2020 U.S. presidential election. And these Iranians, they got voter rolls, intimidated voters, set up fake websites, attempted to hack voter-related websites in several states, and got access to media company computer networks where they sought to spread false information. And what executive order did Adam Small and the rest use? Executive Order 13848. It was used in the case, and their website and online assets were seized. The Treasury Department also used Executive Order 13848 and sanctioned the men plus other individuals and their foreign assets. Who was in charge of all of this? Oh, at the time, it was Bill Barr. Isn't that interesting? And we can see that this individual who's coming on board, this is going to be a game changer. And the fake news and everyone else out there saying that Durham is finished. No, Durham is on the hunt. He has the declassified information. He's already shown it to the grand jury. He already has the indictments. He's just unsealing everything and going after these people. Because once these people saw the declassified information, they already knew at this point, holy crap, these people are treasonous. We got them. And why do you think Durham is proceeding? And why do you think the deep state, the fake news, big tech, the corrupt politicians, why do you think they're panicking? Because they know what's coming and nothing can stop this. Nothing. Just like nothing can stop what's coming with what happened in the 2020 election. And actually, all the elections before this, we know that there were foreign governments involved with this. Mike Lindell had his Truth Summit. We had Catherine and Greg. They had the Pit. And when you combine these two things, you're starting to see a pattern where a foreign government, the CCP, and others, they were involved in rigging the election. The authority on True Social put this out. The deeper I go into the Tiger Project, the more I realize how these big tech telecommunication companies committed treason at the highest level. They were always in the business of destroying America. They sold your data to the CCP. They gave your children social media to harvest their data as well, not to mention the effects social media had on the youth. They work for the enemy, spies, big tech is the enemy. It's all connected. Impossible to clean matters of national security. Then we had True the Vote. They put this out and they said the Confucius Institute, funded by the CCP, courts secretaries of state from all the country and invites them to come to China to discuss how elections are run in their state. Is your Secretary of State Confucius Quisling? Let's start a list. And actually, Mike Pompeo, he was explaining this, saying, yes, these Confucius institutions, they were placed into certain colleges. They were affecting our youth and they infiltrated the country from within. And now we're starting to learn all of this. I think we already knew this, but now we're proving it and we're showing the evidence. And now people can see this very, very clearly. Now, what's very interesting is we can see that there is an invasion going on at the border and it's getting worse and worse. And certain governors are shipping the illegals to different areas like New York City and D.C. And what's very interesting about this is that the mayor of D.C., she didn't want to call the National Guard during January 6th when there were a lot of people there and things might have gotten out of hand because they had a plan to have this fake insurrection to cover up their real insurrection on November 3rd. But now she wants the National Guard out in D.C. So far, she's been rejected once. She tried again and said, listen, we really need the National Guard out here. There's too many illegals. We can't control everything. And she was rejected for the second time now. Remember, these are the people that are out there saying, yes, bring everyone over the border. Yes, we want everyone in here. And it's all great when they're not going to your city and using up your resources. But now we have the D.C. mayor, we have the New York City mayor saying, hey, this is getting ridiculous. They're using up our resources. We have no money left. This is getting out of control. And there's just too many of them. See, it was okay when it was in other places. But when it's right outside of their door, they have a problem. And I said this many, many times before. The border is like the door to your house. You just don't open it and let everyone in without vetting them. Because you don't know who the people are. When you go to your front door, what do? It's normally locked. You might have a peephole and you might say, who is it? And you might say, okay, I understand who you are. Can I see identification to prove who you are? That's vetting someone because you're asking them questions. The same thing with our border. You go to a place where the border patrol can vet you to make sure that you're on the up and up. You're not a child trafficker, a human trafficker, drug trafficker. You're not part of the MS-13 gangs or anything else. But now these individuals like the mayor of D.C., the mayor of New York, they're starting to feel it. I think these people should be going up to the politicians' homes and camping out right in front of it and see how they like all of this. See, it's great when they tell everyone, yes, we need to let them in, and they're living behind their walls. But when they're at their front door, it's a completely different story. And the American people, they're not being fooled by this. They know it's an invasion. They see what's going on, and they're rejecting it. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that Elon Musk, his trial is coming up on October. He already subpoenaed Jack, who was the CEO of Twitter. And this is going to be very interesting. But we also have a Twitter whistleblower, former security chief, Zatko. He alleges in a Breaking Time magazine report that Twitter executives endangered national security through egregious deficiencies in privacy and security. Now, he's saying that the company systematically misled users, investors, and board members about the deficiencies. He also claimed he was fired by the CEO after Zatko began documenting that he says were repeated security violations. He's also talking about that there's a lot more than 5% bots on the Twitter social media platform. And I do believe this is going to be the case in a lot of these social media platforms. And we can see already with this whistleblower coming out, the stock took a dive. What do you think is going to happen during the trial when Jack testifies that, yes, there are a lot more bots on the site, when they might, maybe they bring in the whistleblower and he has documentation saying, yes, there's way more than 5%. And Elon presents his evidence and the board is going to have to prove that they only have 5%. I do believe that Twitter stock is going to be in free fall at this point. The shareholders, they're going to become very, very angry. We're going to see class action lawsuits like we've never seen before. And this is going to spread to other social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, because this all comes into question are there a lot more bots on these platforms than users? And are they using these bots to control a certain narrative, which we all know this is true? But now the public is going to learn this. Remember, going back in time, the people didn't believe there was shadow banning. They didn't believe there was censorship. Now people can see this very, very clearly, that they've been doing this, and they see the censorship like we've never seen before, because now they're not even hiding. They're just coming out and just censoring people. And when this information comes out, this is going to be a complete and utter disaster for them. Now you understand why Trump decided to start Truth Social and team up with Rumble, because he knew that these platforms, eventually what was going to happen, they were going to implode on themselves, because these aren't real companies. These are run by the intelligence agencies in this country, and yes, probably with help from the CCP. And they've been pushing certain narratives out there, trying to control the narratives. And I think he knew this. I think he knew the playbook. And he knew eventually what was going to happen is these companies were going to crash and burn. And what was going to be left? Well, True Social, Rumble, and other platforms. Which means people are going to leave those other platforms. And the deep state players, they're going to lose control of their bullhorn. Remember, they use the fake news. They use big tech to control the narrative. They're going to be losing all of this. Think about the people that are being let go right now on the fake news. The people are no longer paying attention to fake news. And it's getting worse and worse as time goes on. Now, what's very interesting is we can see that the Biden administration, they are ready to announce another $3 billion of arms package for Ukraine. Now, think about it. The people in this country, they're suffering. Inflation is at an all-time high. We have fuel prices very high. We have layoffs on the horizon. And the people are watching the Biden administration, the puppet masters, send more and more money over to Ukraine. Remember, the American people, they don't want a war in Ukraine. The people don't want to be involved in this. And remember, as time goes on, as he keeps doing this and the economy gets worse and worse, the people are going to go, well, wait a minute, you're sending money overseas while we have a lot of problems in this country. And you think this is okay? And then when people find out, because remember, Trump has all the declassified information and Weiss has the information on Hunter Biden's laptop. When the people find out that he's been sending this money over there to cover his own crimes, to cover up his own crimes, how do you think people are going to react to this? This is going to be a complete and utter disaster. Not just him, many other corrupt politicians who voted for this. And I'm talking rhinos, D's, you name it. This is going to be a complete and utter disaster. But we can see out in Ukraine, something is about to happen. I do believe a false flag is coming, because the U.S. State Department has issued an emergency alert through the U.S. Embassy in Kiev, warning that any remaining Americans must leave Ukraine immediately. They're saying that Russia is ready to destroy civilian infrastructure across the country. Now, if you actually look at what Russia has been doing, they're not just bombing the entire infrastructure. They're very precise in their hits, and they're going after the neo-Nazis and the deep state players there. Now, what is the deep state planning to do? This sounds like a false flag to me. It sounds like they're going to set something up and try to blame it on Russia. And it sounds like they're setting up for all of this, and there's going to be a false flag event there. But I do believe that Russia is on top of all this. I do believe they understand how they do these things. And the other thing that's very important about all this is that we know Zelensky, the deep state players, they're panicking right now because Russia has caught many of the Azov battalion, who are the neo-Nazis, and they're threatening to put them on trial. And they know once they go on trial and they start spilling the beans, it's going to be game over for them. So I do believe they're ready to set something up, some type of false flag, to distract from everything that is about to happen here. And we'll have to watch how this all plays out, because it's going to be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know Fauci, he decided to resign a lot earlier than he said he was going to resign. He was going to resign at the end of Biden's presidency, but he decided, wow, I see what's happening here. We're going to lose in the midterms. I'm going to lose my cover. I better get out now. And that's exactly what he's doing. And what's very interesting is Greg Price and Will Chamberlain, they put this out on Twitter. First, I'll read the one from Greg Price. He said, never forget that the scientists told Fauci at the beginning of the pandemic, the virus looked engineered. He then publicly covered up the lab leak theory and was thanked by it by Peter Daszak from Echo Health Alliance, the company through which Fauci's NIH funded the Wuhan lab. Will Chamberlain responded and said, "This should be Tony Fauci's legacy. He funded the research that kicked off the pandemic and then conspired to cover that fact up." Absolutely. And we can see that everything that they tried to do during the pandemic is completely falling apart. Every single mandate, every single rule that they tried to push on the American people. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a U.S.-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008. 2008, or go to mydigitalmoney.com. It's now completely backfiring on them, and it's being deemed unconstitutional, and everyone can see this. Actually, out in California, three California courts in a week rule in favor of We the People. First, a court ruled that the courts can't sanction a church for refusing to shut down since it was later determined that Newsom overstepped his constitutional authority in shutting down churches. Number two, a court ruled that since Newsom picked which businesses were allowed to remain open in order to flatten the curve, the government may be liable for the damages those businesses suffered as a result of following the government's orders. Third, a court ruled that businesses are allowed to sue the government for targeting them because they were vocal in opposing Newsom's shutdown order. Government must enforce the laws equally. They cannot target those who exercise their First Amendment rights. And everything that they have done in the past is now deemed unconstitutional. Actually, what do they look like? They look like dictators. They look like tyrants. That's what they look like. And people now are seeing the truth. The people are starting to realize that's exactly what they did. And now they're trying to finish it off with the 87,000 IRS agents. Remember, during the pandemic, what was their plan? Their plan was to destroy small businesses because they don't want people to own anything. They wanted the corporations to be in charge of everything. And this is completely backfiring on them, and the people are now seeing the truth. People know why they're getting the 87,000 IRS agents ready to go, because they're trying to complete their plan. Is this going to work? Absolutely not. Now, we know that Trump, he's building the offensive. We know there's a lot of primaries coming up today. I do believe it's New York, Florida, and one other place. And people need to go out and vote and actually vote for the people that Trump is endorsing. And what's very interesting, Trump, he put out a Truth Social, it's a thread, and he says the following: Congressman Jerry Nadler can't be stopped. He's young, sharp, energetic, and very, very fair. He truly understands the two-party system and will go out of his way to make sure a Republican gets a fair and open shake. Jerry is the dynamo that Washington needs, except in this case, his rival is a woman who is both physically and mentally stronger than him. Her name is Carolyn Maloney. She accepted many of my campaign contributions in the good old days, and she has my complete and total endorsement. She will never let you down. Absolutely, we need to get Jerry Nadler completely out of office. The same with everyone else, because they don't follow the rule of law, and they follow a different political agenda set by the criminal syndicate. And I think people are starting to see this, especially with Jerry Nadler in the House and the way he conducts himself. You can see that everything is one-sided, and people are starting to recognize this now, and people are realizing this. And I do believe these people, their days are numbered right now. Soon, they won't even exist in Congress. The Patriots are going to take over. And we can see as more and more people are waking up, more and more people are voting, we're overwhelming their system. We also have people on the ground watching to make sure that everything is on the up and up. And I do believe the red wave is going to smash all of these people, and they won't be able to cheat in the end. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and this has to do with the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago. It's completely unconstitutional. Trump is now moving towards suing them. And I do believe he's already set this in motion. We'll be talking about that in just a second. But what's very interesting is that more whistleblowers are coming out from the FBI saying, listen, we don't agree with the top echelon of the FBI. We don't agree with what they're doing. And remember how infiltration from within works. All you need to do is get the top leaders to call the shots, and everyone else down below must follow. And this is exactly what happened throughout this country. We have, in the fake news, the top people calling the shots, telling people what to say, and people say it. Scripts are written for them. We see it in big tech, the same thing. They also brought their own people in there to control what was happening. We see it in Hollywood. We see it in sports. We see it in government. We see it in the intelligence agencies. And this is how they made the minority look like the majority. But now it's completely backfiring on them. Trump, he put this out on Truth Social. He said the following: the record of the FBI in misleading courts in past Trump investigation is very much on the mind of many Americans. Absolutely. And what's very interesting about all of this is that the Biden administration said they had no knowledge of this whatsoever. We had no clue that this was going on. But we know that this is fake, phony, and false. Rasmussen Reports put this out on Twitter and said the following: Biden White House claims of no knowledge quickly exposed. Biden White House facilitated DOJ's criminal probe against Trump, scuttled privilege claims, memos. And this is pointing to just the news from John Solomon. And let me just read a portion of this. The Biden White House worked directly with the Justice Department and National Archives to instigate the criminal probe into the alleged mishandling of documents, allowing the FBI to review evidence retrieved from Mar-a-Lago this spring and eliminating the 45th president's claims to executive privilege. The memo showed then White House Deputy Counsel Jonathan Sue was engaged in conversation with the FBI, DOJ, and National Archives as early as April, shortly after 15 boxes of classified and other materials were voluntarily returned to the Federal Historical Agency from Trump's Florida home. By May, Sue conveyed to the archives that President Joe Biden would not object to waiving his predecessor's claims to executive privilege, a decision that opened the door for DOJ to get a grand jury to issue a subpoena compelling Trump to turn over any remaining materials he possessed from his presidency. The machinations are summarized in several memos and emails exchanged between the various agencies in the spring of 2022, months before the FBI took the added unprecedented step of raiding Trump's Florida compound with a court-issued search warrant. The most complete summary was contained in a lengthy letter dated May 10th that acting National Archivist Deborah Stidell Wall sent Trump's lawyers summarizing the White House's involvement. The memo provide the most definitive evidence to date of the current White House's effort to facilitate a criminal probe of the man Joe Biden beat in the 2020 election and may face again as a challenger in 2024. That involvement, including eliminating one of the legal defenses Trump might use to fight the FBI over access to his documents. So think about this. The White House knew. Merrick Garland, he orchestrated the whole thing. The agents that were involved in Crossfire Hurricane, they were involved. They were doing all of this to try to shut down Trump. That's number one, to make sure he can't run in 2024. They also wanted to know what he had, what information. Remember, they already knew he had documentation. They weren't looking for that documentation because they already knew about it. They were looking for other documentation. This is why they went outside of the warrant. Now, think about it. We had the attorney general, the resident in the White House, going after Trump. It's a political hit. And I do believe everything that Trump has done from the very, very beginning, he knew that this was going to boomerang on them. This is why Bill Barr didn't go after Clinton, Biden, and the rest, because the optics were not good. Think about the optics right now. How does this look? Are the people with the FBI? Are the people with the Department of Justice? Are the people with the resident? No, the people are against this. Why do you think Trump showed the polls? The people believe that this is a political hit. If it happened the other way, people would have said, oh, look, Trump's going after Biden, Clinton. It's a political hit. This is why everything was set up the way it was set up. Remember, this is irregular warfare. You don't go straight at your enemy. Actually, this is what they want. They want you to come straight at them. Trump, the military, they're not doing that. They're not fighting that way. And they don't know what to do. They're lost. Trump, he put this out on Truth Social. He said the following: the White House stated strongly that they were not involved, and not involved in all caps, and knew absolutely nothing about the political witch hunt going on with me. and that they didn't know anything at all about the break-in of Mar-a-Lago. This was strongly reiterated again and again. Wrong. Remember, these are the people who spied on my campaign, denied it, and got caught. Through the great reporting of John Solomon, fake Pulitzer Prize, documents revealed that they knew everything. In fact, they led the charge. A political no-no. Then he said legal scholars are now questioning the role of the Biden White House in the raid and in the collection of materials that the former president should have been able to claim executive privilege over. People are incredibly upset, in fact, outraged in many quarters about this raid at the home of a former president of the United States. And yes, people are angry. Now, let's think about this for a second. Is Trump trapping them in all of this where he's saying that the people are angry? Are they going to try to use this to create riots? And if you know their playbook and you know they're going to use Antifa, BLM, criminals to dress up like Trump supporters, can you trap them and bring them out of the shadows all into one place so that you can arrest them? Is this going to be possible? It's starting to seem that way. Then he said the following. We have just filed a motion in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida strongly asserting my rights, including under the Fourth Amendment of our Constitution, regarding the unnecessary, unwarranted, and un-American break-in by dozens of FBI agents and others of my home, Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida. And this is what he says in the statement. We have just filed a motion in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida strongly asserting my rights, including under the Fourth Amendment of our Constitution, regarding the unnecessary, unwarranted, and un-American break-in by dozens of FBI agents. They demanded that the security cameras be turned off, a request we rightfully denied. They prevented my attorneys from observing what was being taken in the raid, saying absolutely not. They took documents covered by attorney-client and executive privilege, which is not allowed. They took my passports. They even brought a safe cracker and successfully broke into my personal safe, which revealed absolutely nothing. We are now demanding that the Department of Justice be instructed to immediately stop the review of documents illegally seized from my home. All documents have been previously declassified. We are demanding the appointment of a special master to oversee the handling of the materials taken in the raid. We are further demanding that the DOJ be forced to turn over a real, without plans, inventory of my property that was taken and disclosed where the property is now located. We are demanding that all items wrongfully taken from my home be immediately returned. The wrongful, overbroad warrant was signed by a magistrate judge who recused himself just 2 months ago from a major civil suit that I filed because of his bias and animus towards me. This Mar-a-Lago break-in search and seizure was illegal and unconstitutional, and we are taking all actions necessary to get the documents back, which we would have given to them without the necessity of the despicable raid of my home, so that I can give them to the National Archives until they are required for the future Trump Presidential Library and Museum. I will never stop fighting for the American people, our country, and the rule of law. Make America great again. Now think about what has been happening here, and think about what these people are doing. They are so panicked. They're working out of fear. And I do believe Trump, he's been baiting them into this because remember, he has all the information. He has the leverage. Let's go back to post 2249. This is September 21st, 2018. And here we have two tweets. And this is what Trump said. I met with the DOJ concerning the declassification of various unredacted documents. They agreed to release them, but stated that so doing may have a perceived negative impact on the Russian probe. Also, key allies called to ask not to release. Therefore, the Inspector General has been asked to review these documents on an expedited basis. I believe he will move quickly on this and hopefully other things which he is also looking at. In the end, I can always declassify if it proves necessary. Speed is very important to me and everyone. Now, he said this going back to 2018 of September. Now, think about this. The people knew, and I'm talking about the FBI, DOJ, the treasonous individuals, foreign governments, they knew that he was declassifying everything. They didn't know where it was. They don't know where he was keeping it. Some of it went to Durham. Some of it he has some other places. Down below, it says, how do you catch a fish? Use bait. Imagine the information being shared now out of fear. Think about that right now. Imagine the information being shared now out of fear. Think about what the FBI is doing. Think about what the corrupt politicians are doing. Think about what Biden is doing, the DOJ. They're doing everything out of fear because they were baited into this. Then Trump put this out on Truth Social, which is very interesting. Democrats need to put their Trump cards on the table. Is Trump trying to say that it's almost time for the Trump card? Let's go back to post 2936. This is March 3rd, 2019. At what stage in the game do you play the Trump card? Then if we move to post 1201, it says Trump card coming. It seems that Trump is sending a message, letting everyone know that he has the Trump card and he's going to play it very, very soon. Remember, he has all the leverage. The optics are in his favor. And the deep state, they're panicking. Everything that they have done has worked against them. It all boomeranged on them. And everything else that they try to do is going to boomerang on them. Because what are they doing? They are trying to cover up their treasonous crimes. And when you do this, this automatically proves your guilt. This is not helping them. This is hurting them in the end. And Trump, the Patriots, they know this. Remember, they have the leverage. They have everything on their side. And the people are just watching the DOJ, the Biden administration, the FBI do everything against Trump, who is doing absolutely nothing. And the people are watching this play out. Sometimes you need to appear weak while you're actually very, very strong. The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, is inflation wiping you out? Are you cutting back to make ends meet? Food prices are skyrocketing with no end in sight. Same with insane prices at the pump. It's going to get worse all summer long. But you can fight inflation by getting affordable, delicious emergency food that costs far less than store-bought food. You see, this food is freeze-dried and packaged for long-term storage, so it's a whole lot less expensive than fresh or canned food. We recommend My Patriot Supply, America's largest emergency preparedness company. They have an inflation-fighting offer where you can save $250 on their three-month emergency food kit. This is their lowest price in 3 years, so don't pass it up. This is a great way to fight inflation while preparing for food shortages. Your kits ship fast and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com and save $250 on each three-month food kit you need. Do it now. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. History is being made. Thanks to a new study, there is strong evidence to suggest collagen is one of the best supplements in the world to help reduce the appearance of skin aging. Researchers found that the supplement helped improve the skin elasticity and hydration of over 1,100 people. That's why I've been using it. Other products do not contain the same level of the five critically important types of collagen for bright, even, and younger skin like my favorite collagen does. It combines the right types and the right amount of collagen your skin needs to help rejuvenate its elasticity. Unlock the secret to healthy aging with this amazing powder. HealthWithX22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in, and that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008, or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold has just been picked by Consumer Affairs, the rating agency, as the overall number one gold IRA company in the U.S. Talk to the team today if you're thinking about precious metals. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagle proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347 or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. Let's talk about our health. There's a secret diet that many celebrities, CEOs, athletes, and 12.9 million other Americans use. It's the keto diet, and it's considered an efficient way to reach weight loss goals, increase energy levels, and enhance mental focus. That's why there's a lot of people switching to this amazing keto powder diet. It helps increase ketone levels in the body without the strict rules associated with the traditional keto diet, so results like boosted metabolism comes a little bit sooner. Increase the level of ketones in your body today with it. Keto with X22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to keto with X22.com. That is keto with X22.com.